At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on the Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. And our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales, Bronze Roofing, Boyd's One Stop, the Belleville Meat Market, and Angler U. All right, let's get to the weather here. Let's see what we have. Looks like Galveston right now, it's 84 down on the island. Some clouds, low of 83 today. low last night, whatever you want to call it, but looks like a sun and clouds mixed. East-southeast winds 10 to 20 today, and not much of a chance of showers. More tonight, about a 30%, clear to partly cloudy. Southeast winds 10 to 15 with a low of 81. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and high of 87. East 10 to 20, so looks like we're going to have some east winds for a while. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. There's four of them. We have a high coming up at 6:53 a.m. It's a 1.4. A low at 10:37 a.m. a 1.3. A high at 2:42 p.m. a 1.4. And then a low at 11:04 p.m. a negative 0.2. So really your two strongest tides are on both ends of the day. During the main part of the day, it's pretty weak. Pretty much high all day, just a little bit outgoing and a trickle in high later on in the evening. So at current conditions right now, offshore the buoy showing 85.3 on air temperature, 88 on water. Winds are southeast at 9 to 11. And Eagle Point, we're showing 84 degrees with 89 degree water, southeast wind 9 to 10. And up at Morgan's Point, it's 84 degrees with 89 degree water and the east southeast wind at 7 to 9 miles per hour. So warm water temperatures early in the morning. Nothing like it. All right, real quick, let's knock out this star tournament leaderboard. Brought to you by your Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance. Still remaining, only two tags have been entered in the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. That's for the truck, boat, and the entire package. Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. It's the only two in the Red Tag Division. There's five in the Blue Tag Division. That's for the transport boat, Mercury Coastline package. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. And that big sheephead still holding that was weighed in at Linda's. 9-pound, 10-ounce by Eric Harper. Gafftop, Cherie Andrada of Crosby. 6 pounds, 14 ounces on Gafftop. And at Black Drum, boy, it's going to be strong and hard to beat. Jason Smith of Sour Lake, 17 pounds, 2 ounce on the Black Drum. And offshore division, the Haw Power Offshore Division, Kingfish is still 51 pounds. pounds, 4 ounces. Leslie Maven of Groesbeck caught that. And then for Dorado, Jack Brinkman with a 37-4. Ling, Kobe, another tough one that's going to be hard to beat. Cody Milton of Corpus, 93 pounds, 5 ounces. And Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen, still hanging in there. He's from Rocheron with a 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper. So that's where we're at. All right, let's head over to the Golden Triangle area, Sabine Lake, and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning, see what's up with him. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing, man?
Hey, brother. How are we?
Are you alive and well this morning?
Yeah, I'm kind of groggy, but yeah.
I almost pulled the gun out of the drawer and shot the alarm clock this morning. Goodness.
I wanted to.
I was like Uncle Joe. I was moving kind of slow.
That's exactly right.
Pretty rough. Yeah, buddy. I'm sure about half our listeners don't even know what that is.
They have no clue.
Kitty Code Junction. Uncle Joe.
Those were some cute girls, though.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably the main reason we watched it, huh?
Of course. That's exactly right. Yeah, but made a trip to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet last night.
Oh, did you? How was that?
Yeah, I usually get an invite every year from Dr. Prowsey over here. He buys a table, and that was a pretty neat event.
I bet.
But they didn't have it. They didn't have as many guns this time as they've had in the past. But they did give away a couple of neat ones.
Right.
Yeah, man. Some good bolt action hunting rifles. One was a 7 mag, and I think the other one was a 7 PRC or something like that.
Right.
Calibers I'm totally unfamiliar with.
Man, all these calibers now, you know.
It's just for 200 feet per second faster.
Yeah.
And
all that money.
My old 270 will reach out there.
Yeah, you can go back to that and kill any whitetail on the North American continent.
400 to 500 yards. And I know just where that bullet's gonna go. So,
sure.
And all the closer up range stuff I shoot with a 708.
Mm-hmm.
So R243. If I really wanna haul out my 243, I'll shoot them with that.
I mean, how many deer have been killed with a 243? Jeez.
A lot. I can think of probably 50 that I've killed with mine.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, back nowadays, I mean, just shoot does nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
But because they're the best ones to eat anyway.
Well, just use a 223 and neck shoot them or head shoot them.
You know, I do not
cheaper
do
bullets.
Neck shot. They keep jerking their little head up and down so much. I tried that
with an Axis doe one time when I was hunting with Crocker, and we're sitting there, and they finally came out. We've been waiting on these does to come out all evening long, and, man, they came out and hit that cinder, and they went to feeding on that corn, and I'm trying to head shoot one or neck shoot just something. And they wouldn't stop moving. Finally, I pulled one off, and I totally missed. And their heads will not stop moving. That wasn't even a 75-yard shot. Still didn't hit it.
Yeah.
We just laughed.
Neck shots are risky.
They are. If you don't hit it in the center and break some bone. I've seen, I've killed deer before that have been shot through the neck, and the bullet passed all the way through, and they were just fine. They healed over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a big old notch out of their neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I killed an eight point one evening. I shot him right through that white spot in the neck, and it missed the bone. And he went totally crazy, and I trailed him till dark. And 3 days later, I killed him all healed up, eating white oak acorns. I shot him in the shoulder that time. So the high on the shoulder shot is always deadly. If you pull that off, you're not going to...
You get everything, lungs, heart, all of it. It's done.
They pile up in a heap or flip over backwards and lay still.
Yeah.
And ever since I've been doing that, I've had a more harmonious outcome.
Nobody likes tracking a deer, especially at our age, man.
No.
And especially in South Texas, man, through all that mosquito.
No. I'm scared down there.
Rattlesnakes and badger holes and, oh, man.
Every kind of a thing. It all stings and sticks and bites you.
It does.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty rough country down there.
Better have some good clothing on and a good pair of boots. Snake boots, preferably.
I'll never forget that night I was taking a spit bath in a water trough.
That's old school.
In the black dark, okay? I mean, we were camped out there on 10,000 acres of the Rocker Bee Ranch.
Right.
And that was a beautiful place. And I'm out there in the black dark. I turned my light off and soaking up. And all of a sudden, I hear this rattlesnake. And I have no idea where he's at.
Oh, and buzzworms, especially when you don't know where they're at. It's dark. Oh, boy.
You talk about giving me the creeps. It was open ground around there, but there was one little bush just about knee high. And that sucker was right there. And I just started hollering for the guys. I said, guys, come out here with a flashlight and see if you can find this snake.
Please.
I cannot move. Oh, man. They all come running out there, and, you know, they snuck up on me and shined that light. And there that little booger was right in that bush. And I tell you, I killed the heck out of him.
You ever taken a bath in a number three wash tub?
Oh, sure.
Remember we used to do that camping out. That's, oh, boy.
Oh, during Hurricane Rita, my wife and I were out of power for 29 days, and I've got a hand pump in the backyard.
And oh, well, that's cool.
We'd put that hand pump to work and get us a 5-gallon bucket of water and stand there on the back porch and look at the Milky Way because there wasn't any lights. And it was, the first 4 or 5 days after that, it was beautiful. The night sky was just incredible.
Clean. And, hurricane cleaned the air and, all the skyline.
No smog. And, boy, we'd just take a bath in a bucket.
That was what was so eerie about Hurricane Ike after it hit us here. And I remember having to do this show out of the cab of my truck outside, and I'm as far as you can see, there's no lights all the way across Galveston Bay, looking down towards Texas City and everywhere. You're just not used to seeing that.
No.
And the only light you can see is, those little blinking lights, solar powered lights on the gas wells out there in the middle of the bay. I'm going, this is not right.
Pioneers saw. That's how they saw it.
Oh, and the smell in the air after that hurricane, man, all the diesel fuel and oil smell, everything that was in the water after that. Oh, it was crazy. Oh, it was terrible.
Well, we didn't have that problem out here in Vidor, Texas. We were just just alone under the night sky. It was nothing going on.
Well,
no TV to watch, nothing.
Yeah, I had a generator going, but it was so loud on my back patio that I couldn't do the show from in the house. You could hear it. It would have been too much background noise, so I just did it on my cell phone from the cab of the truck.
That was too fun.
Hard times, man.
To be remembered. Yeah.
Well, and it's a good topic to be talking about right now because we're fixing to enter the height of hurricane season.
Oh, yeah, the scariest month of all, September.
Yeah, it's upon us, so we shall see. I think Alicia was an August hurricane, Yeah, I remember that one in, what was that, in 83 when we got slammed that time on Trinity Bay. But all right, let me do this commercial break, Bill. I'll be right back at you, my friend. Hang with me.
All right.
All right. BigCashSnapper.com. The Big Cash Snapper Tournament, it's wrapping up its first annual series with a free entry snapper tournament. That's right, no entry fee. You can fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September 5th from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring in your best three snapper to the weigh-in at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda, Texas on Saturday, September 6th. Be there by 6 p.m. And it's a free tournament. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,500. Third place, $1,500. Along with side pots for Big Snapper, King, Ling, and Dorado. And then you can join in after the weigh-in for food, live music, and a fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. Details are at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. Okay, Bill, we are back, buddy.
All right. I'm here with you, man.
Well.
So, what do you say we do a fishing report?
Well, we can kind of talk about that since this is pretty much a fishing show, too. We got the deer hunting out of way. I mean, and that's right around the corner. Dove season, before you know it, teal season, and here we go. Duck and deer. And
oh,
here
no.
We go.
And
it's coming fast, man.
I just got my 20-gauge Cordova Benelli.
Just
got that thing back. The stock got sticky on it. It has a black,
Yeah, synthetic stock.
Whatever. Poly God knows what stock. Mm-hmm. And it got sticky just from sitting in the... And they sent it back to Benelli, and by jingles, they fixed it. Full warranty.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
They're a Cracker Jack company, man. And they've got a really beautiful gun.
Italian shotguns are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I've got a couple. But my favorite all time is the old Humpback Brownings, the A5s. I love them.
You know, those have always been good guns. They point good. They fit me, you know.
Oh, I just love the way they feel when you throw them up. You know, they just fit my stature and my eye and everything when you throw them up. They're great duck guns. I love duck hunting with them.
I've got a Super X Model 2.
Winchester?
Winchester.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You talk about a gun.
Really?
That thing, 3.5-inch Magnum. Yeah, that is a sweet shooting shotgun. Yep. Yeah, I love that thing. I've killed so many ducks with it. It's ridiculous. But my dad's old Model 12, he had a Model 12, 32-inch full choke. That was a duck-killing gun. Man. You know, I developed a kind of a Magnum load for it. And I shoot number fours. I could shoot a mallard out of the sky 70 yards out.
Oh, yeah. And then were the days, it. Man. Lead shot. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Can't shoot lead in it no more. I guess you could shoot bismuth. But
yeah.
I don't want to. That gun's in perfect shape. I'm thinking about submitting it to that gun guy, Gunfather, and see if he'll refinish it for me.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. And maybe have a little engraving on the side. Just redo the bluing and everything. Put it in top shape. Just so my grandsons could have it. And, you know, my son, my grandson.
That's the problem these days. If you leave your gun collection, you got to pick out the right kid to leave it to so you know they'll hang on to it and not just sell it off, you know, hawk it all off.
Oh, yeah. I got one picked out.
Me too.
I got a bunch of grandkids. But I've got one that's an ex-Marine, and boy.
He'll love him guns. Else. He'll take care of
them. Yeah.
Hold on to him.
Yes. So, anyway, back to the fishing report. We could get strung out on guns forever.
Well, it's outdoor talk. Hey, man, it is what it is.
But anyway, we've got really pretty solid fishing over here right now.
Yeah.
And you can go to the Gulf if it's flat. Mm-hmm. And they got beautiful water out there. And I have not been. I've been hanging in the ship channel, catching plenty of fish that whatever I want to catch right there. Now, there's some bull reds down on the Texas side of the surf out there schooling. You'll find them
right.
If it's calm. And there's some big old Jack Crevalle and all that kind of stuff that you can sharks, you know, if that's your thing, it's available right now.
If you got
now.
Bull reds, you got jacks, you got sharks, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes. And the big pogie are down there, you know, those hand-sized pogie. That's what they're feeding on, just like every year. And the jetties are sometimes hot. The rigs offshore. Although I haven't been out there this year. This back.
You hadn't needed to.
This back problem and hip problem I'm having has kind of kept me out of that rough water.
Well, you know, on a rough long boat ride, man, you paid your dues. If you're catching them inside, why bother going, you know?
Yeah. Cheaper on gas.
Better on gas and better on the body.
Yeah. Yeah, I hammered myself for many, many years.
Yeah, lots of abuse.
But the water is clear out there. It's clear in the channel. It's clear almost all the way up to Taylor's Biotexco Island. And the lake is clear up about, probably halfway. Because both rivers are out. They quit drawing Rayburn down.
Good.
And all that's done. I passed over the river, Ace River at Evadale yesterday morning, and there was sandbars everywhere. It's almost dry. So It's the time of the year for the lake to salt up, and the fish are going to start moving north.
Mm-hmm.
They already moved.
Yeah, they're doing it now.
Yep, they sure are. It's just
well, our water here on our beachfronts has been just drop dead clear, gorgeous, and these incoming tides have been bringing that real pretty guff water up through the jetties and into the bay, you know, on that lower end, lower Galveston.
Oh, yeah.
That area, oh, gosh, beautiful.
Oh, on the morning tide, we'll have high tide, we'll have clear water in the channel.
That's awesome.
It's green.
Yeah. For all you've been fighting all year, all that old milky, nasty water, all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all the winds stirring it up and, you know, the currents in and out. We go through it every year. It's
every year. Same old thing.
Same old thing, brother.
Same crap, different day.
Mm-hmm.
but we know how to deal with it.
And, yeah. We don't like it, but if you're going to fish, you've got to deal with it. You just got to work through it.
When I first turned out in 1999, in May, I was able to fish all the way up. You know, those were salty years, and I was able to fish all the way up the river to the reserve.
Oh, that fishing was good up on that top end in those days, buddy.
Man.
Can you believe it's already gone? It don't even seem that long ago. When we were catching all them big trout back, in the back of the bay back there.
Oh, and yeah, man. They were up there in that
here it is, 25 years later, and we're talking about it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But we've still got a lot of numbers and good numbers, you know.
We're just waiting on them to grow up, man.
You know, you think that if you throw lures, you're not going to catch big trout, but oh, yes, you will.
Bull corn.
Bull corn. And I've kind of mastered the art of soft plastics, and I know just exactly where they'll be and what they're.
And don't think a big trout will not eat a soft plastic bait. I've caught a lot of big trout on soft plastics.
They'll eat a 4-inch soft plastic.
Yeah,
they'll eat an eight-inch, three-quarter-inch little John. Yeah, they don't know. They don't even care if it's dangled in front of them just right.
Opportunity.
They're gonna chomp it. Yeah.
That's it. You can't catch big ones unless you're on them. You know, it just.
That's right.
If you're on big ones, they'll just about eat anything that you're throwing at them if you put it in the right spot.
Yeah. And big trout are a little bit strange. They got a little more experience, and you have to float it down to them just right.
Well, if I got the chance to catch a big trout, I would much rather catch him on a soft plastic jig with that good straight hook for a good hook set.
Yep.
Those multi-hook baits, a lot of times they can. With a head shaking and the way they fight, they'll get rid of those hooks. They want on a jig head, though. Not unless you just purposely give him slack and let him get off.
Yeah, I have had a couple of them, big trout, throw that hook at me and bury it in my hand. And they get that rod bent over just right.
Yeah.
And that lure comes at you so fast you can't see it. And, man, I had a 4-aught black nickel hook buried in my hand all the way to the buggy hub, right in my palm swell. Just speared me. And I didn't even see it coming. I was looking right at the fish, about a 4-pound fish, and he come up and thrashed on the top. And hear that thing come. I didn't even know it's coming. And I sure felt it.
I had a big old super spook almost put my eye out like that while I'm leaned over the side fixing to net this big trout this guy had on, you know. And the way he was leading it to the net, when that lure came out of that fish, it went right to my face.
Oh, it's coming to you. That's why I keep that.
Normally, I'd have had my glasses on, but it was a foggy morning, and you know, it was like no visibility, and we were slamming them on top waters out of the boat, big ones.
I keep my net in front of my face,
right,
the whole time they're pulling it to me, and at the last second, I get it down in the water, and scoop it up.
Yeah, I had it down. He was gliding that fish into it when it came off. Bad timing.
And it's coming. It's coming to the net, man.
But I was lucky.
I'm telling you.
I was lucky. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, I got to run, bud. If somebody wants to get with you about coming over to Sabine and hanging out and catching some fish, what's a good way to get a hold of you, bud?
409-673-9211. Or fishsabinelake.com.
All right, man. Keep your powder dry and your lures wet.
No, yeah, I'm going bass fishing this morning.
Are you? Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, taking a day off and having some fun.
All right. Well, I'll find out next week how you did on the old greenfish, man.
All right.
Hey, good talking to you, Bill. You have a good weekend, bud. See you, man.
Yes.
All right. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. BigCashSnapper.com. The Big Cash Snapper Tournament, it's wrapping up its first annual series with a free entry snapper tournament. That's right, folks, you heard it right. No entry fee. You can fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September the 5th, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., and bring your best three snapper to the weigh-in at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda, Texas, on Saturday the next day, September 6th, bring them in by 6 p.m. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,500. Third place, $1,500. And also, they'll have side pots for Big Snapper, Ling, King, and Dorado. And then join in after the weigh-in for food, live music, and a fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. It's all going to be held at the ranch there. Details at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go over to Coleto Creek now and check in with the fish dude, Richard Tosh. Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here, man. I didn't want to be, but I made it.
I heard that. Man, I'll tell you what, this Everything's different over here this year, man. I'll tell you what, it's something else. It's I think this morning I may just get out with a spinnerbait and a buzzbait, go along the edge of these reeds that are all in the water. I mean, good night. I'll tell you what, it's over the past 4 or 5 years, I've been able to go out and do pretty much the same thing on them bass all the time and get whatever I wanted to get when I wanted to get them. And now this time it wants to be tough. So it's like, goodness, something's going on here. But with the water being up and everything, it got to be in that grass. I mean, every bank around here has got reeds stacked up on it. So there's got to be some fish in it somewhere. So that's what I figure I'll do. Just get a move on, just keep the boat moving and just work them grass edges. Because with water up, you know, typically them bass will be, everything will be going shallow.
Yeah, they so do. Far, they really do. Mean,
that's the thing. And that's one thing I haven't done. I've just been hitting offshore stuff like I normally do. Because it's, you know, last year, just a good example, on my last day over here, I said, well, I'm going to go hit this one little old structure that they got out in the lake and see how many bass in a row I can get. And I think I had like 40 casts and 40 bass. So it's, you know, and you do stuff like that and say, well, it's, you know, it's pretty easy to catch them. And then you get on over here on a year like it is this year, and it's like, good night, what's going on? Them offshore fish just aren't, they're not there. I mean, it's just, there's a few of them out there. Don't get me wrong. I've been catching a few, but it's like yesterday I said, well, I'm going to go hit the discharge. There's a big, long underwater point by the discharge. I said, I'll just go out there and chunk crankbait on it. Well, and knowing me, I caught me a dang dog catfish. So, it's, I mean, goodness, I'll tell you what, it's something else. I'm chugging along there with that little old crankbait, and next thing you know, get thumped on and pull it up, and it's about a pound and a half catfish. So I said, well, there's catfish in here. There ain't no doubt about that. So, and he was actually up there fairly shallow, too. So, you know, I think it's probably eight or 9 feet deep where I caught him. So, it was, you know, just trying some different stuff, and I've been chugging some bigger crankbaits on the offshore stuff, trying to see, but I can't even get bit on the bigger baits. So I think they're keying on the smaller size bait anyway. So that's another thing, you know, just matching the hatch. You always hear about matching the hatch. Whatever they're eating is small, is what it appears to be right now. So. It's
well, that happens to us here in saltwater. There's times we have to downsize, you know, when those fish get a little lethargic or finicky, you know. We have to downsize and go to the smaller paddle tail baits and stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, like with the hybrids on Conroe right now, too. That's another thing I noticed about them. You know, even though I hadn't been over there all week, but, you know, they were still biting when I left. And one thing I noticed about them is they're eating the smaller baits also. So it's, you know, it's funny how in the wintertime I can take a big 6-inch long gizzard shad, drop him down there, and they'll eat that rascal. And then right now, if I put one that's 3 inches long down there, they won't touch him. I mean,
they want a smaller, tiny thread fin.
That's exactly what they're after. I mean, they want them little bitty inch and a half, 2 inch long thread fins, and that's it. And you can even go smaller than that and catch them. Problem with going smaller is you get in them dang dog yellow bass out there, and they just wear you out and kill your bait.
Oh, yeah.
All so, but then another thing I was noticing on them, that thermocline's getting in there pretty good, because if I drop my baits too deep, my shad are dying immediately. I pull them too shallow, they're dying. So you got to find that happy medium where that oxygen.
You got to get
level.
Above it, because below it, there the oxygen content's just null and void, huh? Not much oxygen at all in the water, right?
That's right, and that's what's, and I think that's kind of what's happening with the catfish over there too. Because I've been for the past 2 months. I mean, good night, I have been catching so many little catfish, you know, even though I've been talking about them spawning, and I know they're still up there spawning, because I've been catching a few of them with eggs in them, but they're all in that shallower water, you know. I'm saying 18 foot and less, that's where their bigger ones are at. You know, typically in the summer months, people tend to think, well, I need to go deeper and deeper, but once that thermocline gets in the lake, you don't go below it. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, you go below it, you're you might catch a few fish, but you're not going to catch near as many as you should, because you know you're just fishing in no man's land. There's just no oxygen down there for them to survive. So whenever you finally figure out where it's at, and you can see it on the depth finder most of the time, you know, going across the lake, you can kind of cut your sensitivity way up, and you'll see that line that'll show right up in the middle of the water column or whatever level in the water column. And
sure,
typically on Conroe, it's typically, you know, 15 to 18 foot deep in the summer months is when it starts, when it really shows up. And so I always tend to key on that area. Plus, you can kind of watch the bait on your depth finder too. Wherever the bait's kind of showing up, those are the depths you need to be fishing. Because I used to do that all the time. And if I'm running across any lake at all, the very first thing I look for is, where is the bait holding? If the bait's holding in 12 foot of water and I don't see any below that, every 12 foot deep structure I can find, I'm going to throw it.
That's where you're going to fish, yeah.
That's where I'm going to fish. I'm going to fish that and shallower. I won't go deeper unless the bait starts showing that it's going deeper, you know.
Right.
And I mean, it's just what you have to do. Pay attention to all that stuff and you're good to go. And, and that's the very first thing that most of us look for when we get on the water is, where's the bait at? Is it on the surface? Is it deep? Is it mid range? You know, and that kind of gives you a heads up on where you need to be looking anyway, right from the start.
You know, we even get that in the bay here, especially my bay, Trinity Bay. It's a, you know, big, vast, deep bay. And I've had summers where it gets real calm and hot and that water temperature gets up, you know, upper 80s, low 90s. And we have to throw almost like surface lures to catch fish, because all the fish are swimming around the top of the water column to get the oxygen content, you know, where it's the best. They're swimming around on top, man.
I mean, that's crazy, but that's what they'll do. I mean, it's like over here at Coletta Creek right now. I'm seeing so many fish on the surface. It's unreal, you know, but they typically do that with cloudy days anyway. If it gets cloud cover, they'll pop up on the surface. Uh-huh. The hybrids and the striped bass do the same thing. And they're, you know, it's just that's more of a bait related thing, but on these freshwater lakes, but like you're talking about,
well,
out
the
there,
bait are like fish too. They go, they're going to go to where the most oxygen is. They'll swim on the surface too if they have to.
That's
especially
right.
Shad and mullet. No, they're real notorious.
Well, yeah,
that
mullet. I mean, good night to mullet. That's you spot schools of them from hundreds of yards off whenever they get ganged up on the surface.
Yeah, if you can get them rafted up, you know, one bird flies across them, you can see them spray from 2 miles away.
You're not kidding.
You know,
I mean, that's what always tickled me. You get a bird fly across, and as that shadow hits the water, they'll start
spraying, and then all your customers go, "Oh man, what's ripping them mullet up in there?" I said, "That's a bird shadow."
That's exactly what
that was, a fish. I said, "Just watch, wait till the next bird flies over and his shadow hits those mullet."
I guarantee you, that was the funniest thing about that saltwater stuff is when a bird would fly over. I'd see that happen. It's like, what in the world's going on there? But it's, you always knew it was that shadow because it's like it's spooking them or something. They come alive thinking something's trying to get them or whatever.
Well, they're used to seeing dark spots in the water coming at them, and they're getting the heck out of Dodge, man.
Yeah.
Especially when it's bull reds or sharks.
Yeah, buddy, I guarantee you, them bull reds will wear them out.
In a heartbeat.
I mean, that's some fun stuff to watch when them bull reds get in there and start feeding. I mean, it's a blast to hook up to a couple of them and then sit back and watch the rest of them. But it's, I don't know, I like watching all those fish and how they do anyway. But those big bull reds, when you get them big herds of them, that's different. That's just a sight to see no matter who you are. Right? It's just sit there and watch those rascals feed and how they just go cruising along there. And next thing you know, they're tearing everything up that's in the way. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever's there, they're going to knock out. Because I was over at Hackberry with them a couple of years ago, and Kurt was throwing out a dang popping cork. They was just knocking a fire out of popping cork.
I remember some guys tried back in the day. They said, well, I'll just paint my popping cork or my Mansfield Mauler, I'll paint it black. Well,
yeah,
that made it even worse, man. They really nuked the black. I said, well, y'all need to be throwing black topwaters, you know, like all those black spooks we used to throw all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We'd take a bone-jumping minnow, and I'd take a permanent black marker, and I'd paint half of it black, and we called it Shamu, the killer whale,
there
you know, because it was half white and black. Oh, man,
that's
they used to just rake that bait over the coals, brother.
I guarantee you, that's something when you get a bait like that, you kind of figure out something where it's so simple. You know, bone, what's always got me is bone colored anything always
works. It works.
It didn't matter.
It works.
It just amazes you. I had, I'd always go, okay, a chrome and black popper or chrome and blue. And when it get down to pure bone color, man, you catch more dang fish on that thing than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, I like it when it's all calicoed looking, you know, bone and bone and chrome and just bad to the bones, what I'd call it. Yeah.
I heard that. And that's the same way with a spook. You take that spook out there, and once it knocks all the paint off of it, man, it gets good then.
I'm with you.
It's just crazy. And you know, the things that we used to do, like I used to take a popper and I'd shave the lip off the front just a little bit, take and file it down on the bottom side.
Right.
And make it spit further. You know, you do all
a little
those
more
little,
squirt out of it.
That's it.
More squirt, just, less pop.
That's right. I mean, and it was funny how the fish would change the way they reacted to it.
Sure.
And it's only at certain times, but it was. You could do that, and I mean, just different things. I mean, you know, shaving bills on crankbaits, all kinds of goofy stuff.
Yep.
Painting everything like you're talking about with a black marker. I mean, I used to paint I always got a permanent marker in my boat for painting braided line. You know, it just
with that
braided line, it's one of those things. Get it black that way. It's you know, in my mind, it's invisible to the fish, even though I know better than that, but. And whether it makes a difference or not, I don't know. But
you're
it
right.
makes a difference in my mind. That's the thing. And that's 95% of fishing is your confidence level. If you're confident in what you're throwing, you keep throwing it. You know, I get people on the boat all the time, and I know you do too. They're bait changers more than anything. Well, this ain't working, so I'm going to try that. You know, this ain't working, so I'm going to try that. And I'll stick with the same
thing. I call them test drivers.
that's it.
Hey, man, I got to run, Richard. Somebody wants to call you about getting hooked up with you and fishing with you. How do they get a hold of you, man?
All right, Mickey, you want to get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard, have a good weekend. Have fun, man. See you.
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
Later. All right. All right, let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's up, bud?
Oh, get ready to get up and fight the elements, Mickey.
Attaboy. Let's fight them. Let's go for it.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, how about your throws last night? They put it on them Yankees, man.
Man, I did. You know, I can't get it down here in Matagorda. I was.
Oh man, that was a good game. I had sweaty palms in the 10th inning, but we pulled it off.
That's great. I was watching Shadur Sanders and the Browns. That's what I was watching. But I was sure wondering about the Astros.
Yep. They won it 5-3.
Well, good. Needed two more times.
Yeah, sweep.
That's what we need.
I love beating
the
Yankees.
Everybody
as good
does.
As I like beating the Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah. Two favorite teams.
That's it.
Yep.
Long-time rivals.
Yes, sir. Well, fishing. I haven't fished this week, Mickey,
did they get that part in for your truck?
No, I just took the truck.
What are you in a rent car?
I went over there to get it.
Yeah.
Either that or buy a new truck. And he said, well, why don't you just take your truck? We'll call you when the part comes in. I said, why in the hell did you tell me that a couple of days
ago? Yeah, why didn't they do that to start with?
Jesus Christ. So, no, I'm driving. But we solved that problem. Well, anyway. No, fishing's been kind of stale over here since, you know, it went off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Right.
And then we got back to that south-southwest wind, and it's everybody's been struggling over here except the croaker fishermen.
Well, they're showing east in the wind for the next 2 days, so it's southeast this morning, but it's supposed to be due east and for the next couple of days.
Well, that's what we need. We get east-southeast winds, they eat. They
I'm
eat
with
over
you,
here.
Man.
Really good.
I concur.
I got to take care of a 10-year-old today, but I got my good wade fisherman tomorrow, so we'll take advantage of that east-southeast wind.
Sure, that'll work.
Yeah.
It keeps the water cleaner, and it's actually cooler with an east wind, too.
Yeah, we get it.
Somewhat.
We get a little west wind over here, Mick, and it just dirties East Bay from one end to the other.
It does. Well, the water's so hot, man. You know, it's 88, 89, and it just, there's so much stuff in the water. And stirs it up real easy.
Yeah.
The way the currents run and everything else. Been fighting it our whole lives.
Yeah. And I think there's been a better bite in the afternoon now, too, lately, but it should change with this east-southeast wind.
I remember I used to say all the time, I said, yeah, you know how you spell relief from a southwest wind? Charlie Paradosky.
I don't like it, but I have had some great fishing trips over the years.
We have. We pulled the rabbit out of the hat a few times on the southwest and some filthy water with them old root beer tails. Remember, we used to throw that a lot this time of year, the old Hollywood root beer with a fire tail.
Right. Yeah, I used to get it from Paul Brown with those little legs on it.
Oh, yeah, got to have the legs on them, man. I see where Norton's making some now with the legs on them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. There's so many damn soft plastics out there now, Mickey.
I mean,
it's just unbelievable.
You know. What do you throw?
You know, I used to make everybody throw Bass Assassins. That's who sponsored me. And now everybody brings their own stuff. You know, they've all got this and that they want to use. So that's what they use.
I'm with you.
Yep. So that's what's going on over here.
Well, that's
you know,
good.
I've been watching the reports on Facebook and stuff, and most of the activity is coming from your area over in Galveston.
Yeah, the beachfront's been good over here.
Yeah.
Better than normal. I mean, it's still not like, you know, we've seen in the past, but still for nowadays, there's a lot of fish being caught along the beach, you know, along the seawall, the West End, Bolivar.
Right.
Bull Reds, too, over on the Bolivar side. They've been catching quite a few Bull Reds in the surf already.
Yeah. Well, it's really gotten too clear over here, but it's been choppy.
That's right here. I think the guys with live bait are doing better. But, you know, real early, you know, the lures are working pretty good. But, you know, that bite kind of went to mid-morning in the surf, you know, about 9 o'clock, a better bite here lately with this moon phase.
Right. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So. Well, we're definitely on a full moon. Next few nights.
We'll see what happens in the next couple of days, Mickey.
All right. Well, good luck with your trip today. Break a leg and all that good stuff. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing. Give them your number, Charlie.
713-725-2401.
Well, too bad you can't. We got a day game today, so too bad you don't have the channel down there where you're at. Need to see about getting that. We need you to help pull for us. We got a rope.
I'm always pulling, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Charlie, have a good weekend. Good luck to you. Catch them up.
Take care, Mickey.
Thanks, bud. See you.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.